Good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, November 23rd, 2015. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, former Agriculture Minister supports St. Kitts legislation restricting Prime Ministers to two terms in office. Opposition wants Prime Minister Skerrett to allow one CARICOM candidate to vie for Commonwealth Secretary General. Cardi and Caribbean Development Bank partnering to help Dominica farmers manage black Sigatoka disease. Suriname devalues money as gold and oil prices goes up. And refugees saw mouth shut in protest at European border crossing. The news is brought to you compliments Sports Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Get Blackjack Friday cards when you shop now for a chance to get an additional 21% off already discounted deals this Black Friday with Quartz Blackjack. Get Blackjack Friday cards when you shop now. Each card gives you points. Shop on credit and draw two Blackjack cards. Get 21 points and you get an additional 21% off already greatly reduced items on Black Friday. Only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Former Agriculture Minister Atherton Martin is in favor of the initiative taken up by the St. Kitts government to allow a president or prime minister to be allowed only two terms in office and not a day more. The main reason is to uphold the democratic power of the people to remove a leader that they don't like, as he or she may be an ineffective leader. Mr. Martin adds that he gives the St. Kitts prime minister Timothy Harris a hats off for passing the bill, which confirms that any leader of St. Kitts in the position of president or prime minister will not be allowed to exceed terms in office.
But the matter of the two-term, Angelo, I mean, clearly, I believe every party, when it has been in opposition, has called for it. But when they've got in, they've not done it. You know, so hats off to Prime Minister Timothy Harris of St. Kitts and Nevis for having actually done it. And I hope that the rest of the region could take a signal from that. But frankly, I'm not hopeful that the rest of the region will take a signal from Mr. Timothy Harris.
Meanwhile, Martin reminds that some 15 years ago, the concept of passing legislation to ensure that a president or prime minister will not exceed two terms of office had been under discussion by politicians here in Dominica. Martin added that during the tenure of Dame Mary Eugenia Charles, that administration met with all stakeholders in society, a constitution commission was instituted, which was headed by the late legal luminary Telford Georges, with one of its purposes being to establish legislation that would prevent leaders from exceeding two terms in office.
Actually, the call for two terms to be the limit, I first remember that being made maybe 15 years ago, during the term of office of the Mary Eugenia Charles. There was a commission, a constitutional commission led by, I believe it was either Sir Sridhar Ranfal or Mr. Telford Georges, the late Telford Georges, and they met with all sectors in the society, I do recall, and one of the issues that came out of that, and this was at least almost two decades ago here in Dominica, was that there should be term limits, And I remember the very vigorous discussion that took place on that matter, alongside issues of ombudsman and other things that eventually gradually found their way into people's laws and into constitutions and so forth. But the matter of the two-term, Angelo, I mean, clearly, I believe every party, when it has been in opposition, has called for it. But when they've got in, they've not done it. You know, so hats off to Prime Minister Timothy Harris of St. Kitts and Nevis for having actually done it.
Police are investigating the death of 37-year-old Pichelet resident Dexter Fontaine, who died in a motor vehicular collision on Saturday, November 21st in Grand Bay. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist reported that at the time of the incident, Mr. Fontaine allegedly lost control of his 1,000-horsepower motorcycle, hitting pedestrian Merlin Blanc before colliding with a utility pole. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist has more.
The police are investigating a motor vehicular collision which occurred about 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, 21st November 2015, at Lalay in Grand Bay, which resulted in the death of Dexter Fontaine, male, 37 years old, of Pichelet. At the time of the collision, Fontaine was the rider of a 1,000-horsepower Yamaha motorcycle, registration number PM501. It is alleged that he lost control of his motorcycle, struck a pedestrian, Merlin Blanc, female adult of Grand Bay, before colliding with a utility pole. Blanc sustained a fractured left shoulder and a broken left leg and is a patient on the Daubigny ward of the Princess Margaret Hospital. The body of Dexter Fontaine was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was officially pronounced dead by a medical doctor. A coroner's inquest will be convened. The police extend sympathies to the family and friends of the late Dexter Fontaine, 37 years old, of Pichelet. The police.
In more police news, police are investigating the alleged armed robbery of 18-year-old Del Vidal of Petit Savan, which occurred on November 21st in Roseau. Police PRO Sergeant Pelham John Baptist stated that Mr. Vidal was attacked by two armed masked men who took from his possession one gold chain valued at EC $3,000. Mr. Vidal sustained a gunshot wound to his upper right thigh and was later admitted to the Princess Margaret Hospital. Police PRO Sergeant John Baptist has more.
The police are investigating an alleged robbery which occurred about 10:20 p.m. on Saturday, 21st November 2015 on Old Street in Roseau in the vicinity of First Caribbean Bank. Del Vidal, male, 18 years old, of Petit Savan, was allegedly attacked by two individuals wearing masks and armed with a firearm. He sustained a gunshot wound to his upper right thigh and was robbed of one gold chain worth $3,000 Eastern Caribbean currency. Vidal was transported to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was seen by a medical doctor and admitted to the Alfred ward. Investigations into the alleged robbery are ongoing. Anyone with information which can assist the police can contact the Criminal Investigation Department at telephone numbers 266-5164, 266-5165, and 266-5119, or Crime Stoppers Dominica at telephone number 1-800-8744. Sergeant Pellington Baptist, Police PRO.
35 Paradise Valley Bath Estate families affected by Erica are to benefit from a $15,000 cash donation from St. Vincent and the Grenadines MR16 Group. The funds will be used by the Bath Estate Disaster Committee to purchase replacement appliances and household items for the families. Paradise Valley was designated as a disaster area by the government of Dominica after the storm. During a presentation ceremony at the football house in Bath Estate on Friday, local representative of the MR16 group, Ronald Lander, explained that the money was generated through a carnival escape activity held in St. Vincent. Lander said the MR16 group continues to have annual activities at carnival time, something they call carnival escape. and out of the proceeds generated from Carnival Escape, they normally give the profits to social activities in St. Vincent. But given the extent of devastation in Dominica, my professional friends were moved sufficiently to make those funds available to us in Dominica. Just about a month after Tropical Storm Erica, one of my professional colleagues in St. Vincent by the name of Andre Eiton called me and said that they wanted to assist a community in Dominica and they wanted me to facilitate the delivery of a check to assist that community in Dominica. End quote. Landa revealed that Paradise Valley was chosen because of his natural affinity with that community. Where Paradise Valley is located at this point is a time in time, as a youngster, we called this area Champagne. It was a big river pool we used to enjoy, he explained. Given that natural affinity, I approached the Bathurst State Disaster Committee to make those funds available, specifically to assist the persons of Paradise Valley. Public Relations Officer of the Bathurst State Disaster Committee, Gloria Walsh, said the following passage: following the passage of the storm, the team has been working very hard to assist those who were affected. In the rehabilitation process to date, we are still called upon by many organizations to help the people of our community, mainly Paradise Valley area and the Dead End area, she stated. The MR16 group was established in early 2009 and consists of 6 members. In an effort to further strengthen Dominica's capacity to manage Black Sigatoka disease, the Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute and the Caribbean Development Bank will be hosting a 2-week workshop on the integrated disease management of Black Sigatoka from November 23rd to December 4th, 2015, for technicians of the Ministry of Agriculture and Forestry, farmers organizations, and farmers groups. Suriname-based plant pathologist Dr. Robert Power, who has extensive experience in managing BSD for the commercial banana export sector, will facilitate the workshop. The phytopathological cycle of BSD, epidemiology, integrated disease management, climate forecasting methods, and measuring disease intensity with a view towards developing and sustaining robust detection, monitoring and management strategies island-wide will be the main focal areas using a combination of classroom, laboratory, and field sessions. Here is Project Coordinator Sharon Jones.
Give you an overview of the project. This project came out of the countries of Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and Guyana by the ministries and the PSs writing to CDB requesting that some work be done in Black Sigatoka. So this is a really a homegrown project from Dominica and from the region, and CARDI was contracted to implement the project. The project is a 30-month project, and the entire thing is to really to develop an integrated disease management program. Part of the project was also to review some tolerant varieties for BSD. And that we got from the material we got out of IITA, which really does a lot of work on planting, tolerant planting varieties. Some of these planting varieties are commercial, and then some of them are just experimental. Then that material is now in Guyana at the Tissue Culture Lab at NARI. Then we also got the fear varieties that came from out of Biodiversity International, and that material was in St. Vincent, and St. Vincent's Tissue Culture Lab has multiplied that material and has distributed it to Dominica and St. Lucia. So we have the fear varieties here. Later on, we will do the planting varieties coming out of IITA.
MP for the Marigot constituency, Lennox Linton, says a disingenuous position by Dominica at the end of the 62nd meeting of the OECS authority last week makes it necessary for Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt to disclose whether or not his government has been compromised by any outside influence in the nomination of British Baroness Patricia Scotland for the post of Commonwealth Secretary General. The heads of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States meeting in Roseau from November 18th to 19th, 2015, allegedly asked Mr. Skerritt to withdraw his nominee so that CARICOM could proceed to the selection event in Malta this week with a single candidate in the person of the Antigua and Barbuda's nominee, Sir Ron Sanders, who has already secured a consensus from CARICOM. Anguillan citizen Kenny Hodge says that there is a serious problem between the body politics of most Caribbean governments, where they appear to be appointing speakers who are completely biased in favor of the ruling party. Hodge advises that all governments appoint people into that position of Speaker of the House who are independent and unbiased, allowing the ideas under recommendation from both sides, the ruling administration as well as the parliamentary opposition in the House to contend in the interest of the people of the country.
The banking bill was passed. It had its second and third readings in the House on Friday. The opposition, the lone opposition member, tried to filibuster it. But you see, these are the problems with our, just to digress later, these are the problems with our constitutions in the Caribbean where governments appoint speakers. You know, we need to get to the point where the speakers are independently voted in by the population as an independent person. We are not big countries like the US and the UK where they can extract somebody from the House and make that person speaker. So we should have our speakers elected independently as part of the general election process. And what happened was that the opposition member was trying to filibuster the House, but the speaker is government appointed and they all just sat there and they would have let the House go on all night. And clearly, you know, she couldn't just talk by herself all day and all night. And there was nobody else in the House in opposition to support the filibuster. So it kept the bill back for about 14 hours, but it couldn't be continued. Again, because of not having independent speakers, where a speaker is simply ensuring that the government gets its way in the House, which is wrong.
Harris Paints Dominica has launched two new color tools designed to make home makeovers, color selection, architectural designs, and the like much easier with its new innovation, Dreaming in Color. Retail Services and Export Sales Manager Rosalind Sorrendo Madeira made the announcement.
That is what everyone likes to do, don't they? To dream in color, but then comes the reality that actually doing it is much harder than you think, especially when you want to make your dream come true. We all know the problems. I see a color that I love. It could be at the beach, in the garden, or even at work. But I don't know how to describe it well enough to help me actually recreate it. I am trying to match my color to an existing item in my room or project, but I am not sure what the color is or even what will go with it. I want to create a mood, but I'm just not sure if the color I have actually chosen will achieve the feeling I want to create in a large space. Choosing color is a problem until today. At Harris, we have one single focus mission: to enrich people's lives through color. That means enabling them to express themselves with color that mean the most to them, knowing that Harris quality in the can will do the rest.
Retail Services and Export Sales Manager Rosalind Sorrendo Madeira. The user-friendly apps ColorWiz and the online visual designer are available for downloads on phones and provides unlimited access to Harris Paints Color Canteen, which surpasses 59,000. In other news, for the second time in 4 years, Suriname has devalued its currency, this time by more than 20%, following a drop in the oil and gold prices. Suriname's economy is dominated by gold, oil, and alumina exports. The central bank has said it will devalue the official exchange rates to 4 Suriname dollars to the U.S. dollar. It was previously 3.50 to the U.S. dollar. The bank said that the country's financial reserves had declined to $370 million from $1 billion in December 2012. And a group of refugees stuck at the border between Greece and Macedonia for the past 4 days have sewn their mouths shut in protest. At least six Iranians have sewed their lips together, hoping to persuade Macedonia to open the border and let them through on their way to Western Europe. They are joined by hundreds of other halted migrants, most hailing from Iran, Morocco, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, who have been barred entry into Europe as a result of countries tightening their borders following the November 13 Paris attacks. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Former Agriculture Minister supports St. Kitts legislation restricting Prime Ministers to two terms in office. Opposition wants Prime Minister Skerrit to allow one CARICOM candidate to vie for Commonwealth Secretary General. Cardi and Caribbean Development Bank partnering to develop Dominica farmers, help Dominica farmers manage Black Sigatoka disease. Suriname devalues currency as gold and oil prices drop. And refugees saw mouths shut in protest at European border crossing. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I have been your presenter, Linda Martin.